بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسول الكريم، أما بعد. عن أبي ذر جنب بن جناد رضي الله عنه وأبي عبد الرحمن معاذ بن الجبل رضي الله عنه عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: اتق الله حيثما كنت وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها وخالق الناس بخلق حسن. رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن. Continuing with the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised three things in this hadith. The second thing which we began the discussion yesterday, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that whenever you commit a sin, then immediately follow it up with a good deed. The effect of this will be that the good deed will wipe away the sin. It will be a means of atonement, of gaining the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that sin. Similar meaning is corroborated in the verse of the Quran wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ, that your good deeds will wipe away the effect of your evil deeds. Now normally, if you ponder and reflect over something like this, this concept and idea, one is when a person breaks the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are advised, strongly encouraged in Shariat, that first and foremost we should make tawbah. That is, turn in repentance to Allah Ta'ala, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. But the underlying wisdom behind this is not only that we should ask for forgiveness, but a part of tawbah, a part of asking for forgiveness is to bring about change in our lives. In other words, one is to do wrong and then say, Allah forgive me. But for there to be depth in that tawbah, for there to be depth in that sincerity, instead of just asking for forgiveness, bring a good deed into your life thereafter. This shows the person's commitment that, Ya Allah, I want to change. And in this, there is another very, very deep meaning. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالْخَوَاتِيمِ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will judge you according to your ending. That is, what is the last action? And for this reason, ulama kiram, we constantly hear this warning, stay away from places of haram, stay away from places which are synonymous with the wrath and the anger of Allah. One is to go into such environments is conducive to breaking the command of Allah ta'ala. And the second is, we don't know when our mort is going to occur. We don't know when our death is going to occur. If we are in some, Allah protect us, in some haram place, involved in some haram activity. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Allah will judge you according to your ending. What is the khatima? What is the ending of this person? So one is, stay away from such environments. Second, if you look at this hadith, the moment you do something wrong, let it worry you and do something good immediately thereafter. Why? Because you don't know which is your last action. You don't know with which action you will leave this world. Abu Zar, on one occasion, he comes to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He says, Allimni amalan yudkhilni al-jannah wa yubaidni min al-nar. He said, Ya Rasulullah, show me something. Show me something which will cause me to enter Jannah and to stay away from Jahannam. So look at the beautiful advice Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gives him. He says, إِذَا عَمِلْتَ سَيَّةً فَعْمَلْ حَسَنَةً فَإِنَّهَا عَشْرُ أَمْثَالِهَا. He said, O Abu Zar, whenever you do something wrong, immediately follow it up with something good. If you have committed sayyah, you've broken the command of Allah, then straight away do something good. Why? Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, مَنْ جَاءَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ فَلَهُ عَشْرُ أَمْثَالِهَا. That person who does a good deed, we will multiply it 10 times. When it comes to your guna, the malaika write it down as one sin. So you have committed a wrong, they will write it down as one sin. If you will follow it up with a good deed, that will be written as 10 good deeds. So this will wipe away the effect of the sin that you did. And then Abu Zar asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, Amin al-hasanat, la ilaha illallah. And Ya Rasulullah, if I just say la ilaha illallah, if I make the zikr of the kalima, is that also a good deed? Is that good enough? Look at the mercy of Allah. Look at the compassion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this question is put, Amin al-hasanat, la ilaha illallah. He says, la ilaha illallah, akbarul hasanat. One hadith, it comes, ahsanul hasanat. La ilaha illallah, just the zikr of that kalima, that is the greatest good deed. Or that is the best of good deeds that you can do. We find one incident. On one occasion, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this incident is mentioned in Hayat al-Sahaba of Mawlana Yusuf sahab rahmatullahi alayhi. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent a delegation to Wahshi. Now who is Wahshi? Wahshi is Qatil Hamza. Is the one who mercilessly not only murdered Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not only murdered the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, but thereafter the body of Hamza was mutilated. So Wahshi was all part of this. And yet despite this, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sends a delegation to Wahshi to invite him to Islam. When this delegation reaches Wahshi, Wahshi says that in your Quran there is a verse, وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَدْعُونَ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَٰهًا آخَرٍ وَلَا يَقْتُلُونَ النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ وَلَا يَزْنُونَ وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ يَلْقَى أَثَامًا يُضَاعَفْ لَهُ الْعَذَابُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَيَخْلُدْ فِيهِ مُهَانًا. He says in your Quran there is a verse in which three major sins are mentioned. What major sins? Murder. Murder is one sin. Committing zina is the other sin. وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَدْعُونَ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَٰهًا آخَرٍ. And the third is shirk. Now imagine what great sins. Shirk, murder and zina. I have committed all three. How can there be hope for me in Islam? When this news reaches Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, immediately this delegation is dispatched again to Wahshi with the following verse of the Quran: Illa man taba wa amana wa amila amalan saliha fa ulaika yubaddilu Allahu sayyiatihim hasanat wa kana Allahu ghafurur rahim. Look at the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Three major sins. Anybody can understand how great these sins are. Murder, shirk, zina. What does Allah say? Never mind what you have committed. You have done all these wrongs. But if you will make tawbah and you will bring iman, and what is the next thing? Amila amalan saliha. Follow those wrongs with good deeds. Follow those wrongs with good deeds. Not only will Allah forgive you, not only will Allah wipe away your sins, but فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتِ. All these sins, Allah will write it down as good deeds. Allah will change it as good deeds. When you will follow the sin with good deeds, then Allah will write the sin down as if it is a good deed. When Wahshi hears this verse of the Quran, what does he say? That time his heart was on inad, his heart was on stubbornness, his heart was on kufr. So what does he say? He says this verse has a condition. Amila amalan saliha. Do good deeds. I don't know if I will be able to do this. Hada shartun shadid. This is something very difficult. The delegation returns. Who would have blamed Rasulullah s.a.w. if he stopped here? This was Wahshi, the one who had murdered his uncle, yet still the fikr and concern for humanity, the rahmat and mercy of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He sends a delegation back with another verse of the Quran: Inna Allaha la yaghfiru an yushraka bih wa yaghfiru ma duna dhalika liman yasha. Allah does not forgive shirk, but besides this, Allah forgives whoever He wants. Wahshi hears this verse, what does he say? Liman yasha. Allah will forgive whom He wants. How do I know Allah will wish to forgive me? How do I know it is in the mashiyat of Allah to forgive me? They return. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, rahmatul lil alameen, fikr for every human being on the surface of this earth to come till qiyamah. Even Wahshi, even those who hurt him, sends the delegation back with this verse of the Quran: قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِن رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. That tell them, O my slaves who have transgressed upon their souls, never lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Allah forgives all sins and Allah is most forgiving, most merciful. When Wahshi hears this verse, he says, yes, this I can accept. Later on, it was the effect of this that caused Wahshi to accept Islam, and he became radiallahu ta'ala anhu. My respected brothers, one is the meaning of this hadith, that when you do good, evil deeds, one is make tawbah, the other is bring about change. Bring about change, do some good deed, bring about a change in our life. Allah will wipe away the sin and Allah will write the sin down as a good deed. And alhamdulillah, in this light, our ijtima is going to be happening 19, 20, 21st of 8 of March in Ladysmith. Very, very important program with regards to the fikr of this ijtima. There will be a jor for the brothers of Overport and surrounding areas taking place today, inshallah, after Maghrib Salah in Masjid al-Noor in Ashaville. Humble appeal is made that every one of us try and free the time today Let us come into that environment. Let us link and attach ourselves with the fikr and the concern and the work of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We are very, very blessed. There are Mubarak Jamaats around us, Jamaat from Pakistan, Jamaat from Bangladesh, and we have a Mahram Masturat Jamaat from Medina Munawwara also amongst us. So let us try and take part in this program.